fiery horse with the speed of light, a cloud of dust, and a hearty hi-yo, Silver, the Lone Ranger. With his faithful Indian companion, Tonto, the daring and resourceful masked rider of the plains led the fight for law and order in the early western United States. Nowhere in the pages of history can one find a greater champion of justice. Return with us now to those thrilling days of yesteryear. From out of the past come the thundering hoofbeats of the great horse, Silver. The Lone Ranger rides again.
Come on, Silver. Let's go, big fellow. I'm Silver. Hooray!
The Lone Ranger and his Indian companion, Tonto, after a 2 weeks' journey to the border, were returning to a campsite they had previously occupied in the vicinity of the town of Sackville. They were within a mile of their destination when they approached an old cabin alongside the trail.
There's that old deserted cabin ahead, Tonto. We can stop at the well just behind it and get water.
Ah, wait, me remember there's good water there.
That's right. Comes from a spring.
Kimasabi, look. Man come to door cabin.
Someone's moved in there since we... He has a gun in his hand.
Ah, not good.
Stop where you are. Both of you.
We were coming by for water, so there's no use
of
you...
I'm not taking any chances with outlaws. You know what's good for you? You'll ride on down the trail.
We're not outlaws.
Ride on, I said. This is my cabin and I don't want company.
Well, we'll ride on to the camp, Tonto. No use having trouble.
Him not very friendly.
It's his cabin.
I don't want to have to use my gun, stranger.
Let's go, Tonto. Come on, Silver.
Get him up, Scout.
The Lone Ranger and Tonto soon reached their camp, where they prepared an evening meal and turned in for the night. Dawn was breaking when the Lone Ranger awoke suddenly and sat up listening.
Otto.
Huh? What matter, Kimasabi?
Listen.
Well, we hear it. Indians attacking.
Come on, hurry. Easy, fella. Otto, you'll saddle up and go investigate.
Look ahead, Tonto. Several Indians are riding away from the cabin.
Maybe man we see today already dead.
We'll soon find out. Cabin door's open.
Come
on, we'll go inside.
Indians get fire water, maybe. Go on warpath.
We'll find out.
Man lay on the floor. Him hurt?
Yes. Wounded in the arm. A crease on the head. Rip his sleeve, Tonto. I'll get water and something to use as a bandage.
Let me fix him here.
I'll see if there's...
What
matter, Kemosabe?
I found this. Looks like a medical kit. That's just what it is. Here's everything we need.
Not good.
Strange to find that here.
You think him doctor, maybe?
Why should a young doctor pose as a prospector as he's doing? Of course, having that kit doesn't necessarily mean that he's a...
Him getting conscious.
Yes. Now we can find out if he's a doctor.
Get to my medical kit.
Take it easy, fella. You'll be all right now.
Mask man.
We're here to help you. Here, drink this.
Thanks. Some Indians demanding fire water. Tried to get in. I drove them off, but not before they got me.
You get wound in arm. Bullet crease head. Me fix it. You soon be all right.
You did a good job. Better than I could do my... I mean, as good as a doctor.
Don't talk anymore now.
My name's Jim. Jim Black.
All right, Jim. Now we'll get you on your horse and we'll head for our camp.
That afternoon, Tonto went to Sackville for supplies. He stood waiting in the general store while the town sheriff made a purchase.
Better give me about 3 of them plugs of tobacco, Sam. Won't take me long to chaw them out.
Well, get as many plugs as you like, Sheriff. Got plenty in stock, knowing I got you for a steady customer. Well, there you are. You want them wrapped?
Nope. I'll stick them right in my pocket.
Yeah.
I
guess you're the sheriff, aren't you?
Yep, that's what I am. Why?
I'm the marshal from over at Pecos. I was told as to how I might find you here. Pete Jones is the name.
Well, glad to meet up with you, Marshal Jones. My name's Woods, Steve Woods. What brings you to Sackville?
2 reasons, Sheriff. I'm hunting an outlaw called Big Bill Jensen, and I'm looking for a man wanted for a killing. Youngish sort of hombre known as Dr. Jason Blakely. I thought maybe you could help me.
I don't know as I could, Marshal. Leastwise, I don't know either of them by them names. What do those hombres look like?
Well, now, I haven't much to go on, Sheriff. Big Bill's dark and heavy set. But no one's really got a good look at him without a covering over his face. The duck, he came to Pecos and was there only a few days when he ran into trouble.
Mm-hmm. What's he look like?
I don't rightly know, to tell the truth. He has brownish hair, they say. Dark eyes and clean shaved. I do know he has a jagged scar on his right forearm.
I don't remember seeing either of them hombres around Sackville. Of course, we'll give you all the help I can, Lord.
Well, now, there's a stranger come along a while back, bought some prospecting supplies.
Where'd he go, do you know?
Well, I recollect someone told me he took over an old deserted cabin back in the hills to the west of here.
That must be the shack old Ben left when he went back east.
Yes, I guess it is.
Well, I'll ride out to that cabin a little later today and look that hombre over. Come on, Sheriff, I'll set you up to a drink or two.
Well, just a short one, Marshal. See you again, Sam. Adios.
Well, now, Injun, what can I do for you?
Well, me have paper to tell what supplies me take.
Good. I'll take that list and have them supplies ready for you in a jiffy.
While the storekeeper gathered the supplies together, Tonto waited patiently. Then, taking his packages out to his saddlebags, he packed up and mounted hurriedly.
Beat the Lone Ranger about, Marshal. Get him off the scout.
Tonto rode to the camp where the Lone Ranger was waiting with the wounded stranger, Jim. Tonto told his masked friend what he had heard in the general store. Meantime, back in town, a rough-looking man entered the cafe and approached the occupant of a corner table.
Hi, Bill. I got something to tell you.
Keep your voice down, you fool. Sit down.
Sure.
All right, Jake, what is it?
I overheard something. Storekeeper was telling Nombre that the marshal from Pecos was in there a while ago.
The marshal from Pecos?
Yeah.
Are you sure he said that?
Sure. said his name was Marshal Jones from Pecos, and he's hunting Big Bill Jensen and an hombre named Doc Blakely.
So Marshal Jones trailed us here, huh? That isn't too good, Jake.
Well, look, I got an idea.
Well, what is it?
Marshall's going out to some cabin in the West Hills looking for that Doc, see? He'll be leaving any minute. He was still in the sheriff's office when I came in here.
What's that got to do with us?
Well, if something happened to the Marshal up near that cabin, well, that Doc he's hunting would get the blame, wouldn't he?
Hey, that's right. He sure would.
Marshall's taking a chance riding out there alone, seems to me.
Yeah, sure is, Jake. Very foolish of the Marshal to do that. Now you amble on out, and I'll follow and meet you at the west end of town.
All right.
We'll sure see that our friend Marshal Jones is well taken care of. You can bet on that.
Dusk had almost fallen. The Lone Ranger had listened to what Tonto told him, and he went to where their wounded friend lay sleeping. Tonto stood beside the Lone Ranger in silence.
Well, he has thick brown hair, Tonto, dark eyes.
That right?
Did you notice his right forearm? Was there any scar on it?
Me see scar when me fix wound on arm. Me put bandage over wound and scar get covered up.
I see. He's the young doctor, all right. It doesn't seem possible that he...
Why are you...
It's all right, Jim. Or should I say Jason?
Jason?
Yes. Dr. Jason Blakely. Wanted in Pecos for murder.
That's a lie. I mean about it being murder.
Do you want to tell us anything about it?
Oh, there isn't much to tell. I am Jason Blakely. We changed my name to Jim Black.
Yes, I know.
It was a baby, doomed when it was born. Had a disease that always proves fatal soon after birth.
Go on.
Well, no one could have saved that baby. But the father didn't understand. He said I was to blame and he was going to kill me.
Then what happened?
I heard that he was gunning for me. I was new in Pecos. I'd been there only a few days. I was living at the hotel.
Yes, I know where it is. What happened?
I went armed, of course. It was evening, just about this time, sundown, when I stepped from the front door of the hotel. Baby's father was in the street. He saw me and went for his gun. He shouted that he'd get me.
Go on.
I reached for my gun instinctively. I fired. The other man went down. His gun had caught in the holster. He went down without having drawn it. And the marshal came to see what the shooting meant. He was a good friend of the man I shot.
And accused you of murder.
I couldn't prove that I shot in self-defense. The evidence showed that the man hadn't drawn a gun. I can't blame the marshal for calling it murder. As being a friend of the dead man, I knew he'd be set against me. I wouldn't have a chance in court. So I fled and changed my name. I came here as a prospector.
I'm sure you did shoot in self-defense, Jim. But I realize it came from up the trail.
Here's Silver, Scout. Steady, big fella. We'll see what happened, Jim. We'll be right back. Come on, Silver.
Get him up, Scout.
Oh, Silver.
Oh, Scout. Oh, fella.
Before we expose ourselves on the trail, Tonto, we'd better see...
Here, Stumpy. Two horses come.
We'll keep back out of sight for the moment. Easy, boy.
Come, Scout. Come, fella. Come.
Shot somebody, Toto.
Me think one of them fellas, Big Bill, the outlaw.
Let's go, then.
Come on, get him up, Scout.
The curtain falls on the first act of our Lone Ranger story. Before the next exciting scenes, please permit us to pause for just a few moments. Now to continue our story. As the Lone Ranger and Tonto rode out of hiding onto the trail, Jake and Big Bill opened fire, then started down the trail at a fast pace.
I'll take Big Bill, Tonto. You go after the other one.
You do that.
Little one, get Grab's shoulder. Get hit with bullet.
Yes, he's about to fall off his horse. You go to him. Monsilver!
Get up, scout!
Upon hearing Jake yell out, Big Bill became panicky and spurred his horse to greater speed. But not far behind and moving closer step by step was the magnificent white stallion carrying the masked man who had appeared out of nowhere so far as Big Bill was concerned. Big Bill turned in his saddle and emptied his gun at the pursuing figure. The furious pace spoiled his aim, and the white stallion and his rider followed relentlessly.
Monsilver!
The great white horse Silver closed the gap between them, and the Lone Ranger sprang toward the outlaw, dragging him from the saddle.
No!
I'll find out if you're as free with your fists as you are with your bullets. Get up!
I'll show you I'm not scared of you.
You need a few lessons, mister, like this.
Oh!
And this.
Oh.
And take this.
Oh. Wait, don't hit me anymore. I give up.
All right, you coward. Get back on your horse. We're going back to the place where you left the body of the man you shot.
After meeting Tonto with the other outlaw, the Lone Ranger made the two of them ride up the trail with him and Tonto until they saw the body lying on the trail before them.
Who's over here? Watch those two, Tonto.
You watch them. Kimasabi, him, Marshal, and Pecos. Them kill him.
They shut the Marshal in the back, and he's still alive.
Alive? No, he can't be.
Alive, but his condition is critical.
Of all the cursed luck.
No matter what happens to the Marshal, you two are finished.
Yeah, Robles.
Keep
show.
Him quiet, Tonto.
Now, you keep quiet. You hear?
All right. All right.
Watch them while I do what I can with this wound.
Now, me watch him.
Best we can do for this man won't be enough to save his life. He needs surgery. A doctor with instruments has to remove the bullet.
Well, a doctor in camp.
I'll dress the wound and take him to camp. You'll have to take those outlaws into town.
Me take them, and them not get away.
Ranger knew that first aid would merely postpone death by a few hours. The wounded marshal needed surgery. He needed a trained doctor and the proper instruments. Jim was just such a man.
There's your patient, Jim.
Marshal Jones. The man who won't rest until he sees me hang for the murder of his friend.
Did he say that?
Does he need to say so? I saw the look in his face when he learned that his friend hadn't drawn a gun.
You can save his life, Jim.
But if I do, it'll mean...
Will your conscience remain clear? You let the Marshal die without trying to save him?
I didn't shoot the Marshal.
No?
I can't be charged with his murder.
Not by the law. But you're a doctor. Remember that. You remember your oath. Jim, you can't be charged with the murder of the Marshal. But you'll know you let him die. You'll never forget it. You can go to the most remote corner of the earth, but you can't get away from yourself. Can you?
I guess you win.
There are your instruments. I'll heat some water.
I've reached the bullet.
Good.
Can you hold this clamp?
Right.
Hold the wound open. I think I can reach the bullet with the forceps.
Like this.
Fine. Steady now. I have it. There it is.
Good.
Man was still unconscious when Tonto returned to the camp, but he had better than a fighting chance for life. The doctor watched him carefully and finally rose to his feet.
He's going to live.
Good for you, Jim.
I didn't think we could pull him back from the edge of death.
But you did. Now, Tonto, what have you to report?
Sheriff on way, Kimasabi.
Oh?
Him come to see if Marshal live.
Sheriff?
Me hurry ahead. Sheriff come with others soon.
And I better get away from here before the Marshal regains consciousness. Otherwise...
How long do you expect to run away from yourself, Jim?
What do you mean?
Why not stay and face things?
But with the Marshal to prove my identity...
He'll still need expert care, Jim, for a while.
I know, but...
Kimasabi, Sheriff and others come now.
It's too late. I might as well expect the worst.
Don't give up hope, Jim.
You must be the masked man Big Bill was ranting about, stranger. And since you put him into our hands, I won't question you about that mask you're wearing.
Thanks, Sheriff. You came out to see Marshal Jones. Here he is.
Hey, now, if he's dead, it'll be that much worse for Big Bill and his friend.
He isn't dead, Sheriff.
Looks like he's had quite some doctoring.
He has.
Hey, Sheriff, that's the young hombre I told the Marshal about. The one who has been living in the cabin up the trail.
Yes, that's where I live.
Marshal was riding up that way to find out if you was a certain doctor fella he was looking for. Well, the firelight's bright enough for me to see you got brownish hair, dark eyes. Maybe I...
Marshal. Hey, look, the Marshal's coming too.
Yes, that's a good sign.
Let me get to him. Hand me the canteen, Sheriff. There it is right there.
Sure.
Here, I'll hold his head up.
Here you are, Marshal. Drink a bit of water.
Water? I want water.
Here it is.
Easy, fella. Take it easy.
Water. Thanks. Thanks very much.
Now you'd better rest.
There you are, Marshal.
Marshal Jones, I'm Sheriff Woods. You understand?
Yes. Yes, I understand. How are you, Sheriff?
In better shape than you're in right now.
Someone shot me in the back. Doc Blakely.
You're talking about the hombre who was living in that cabin. He didn't do it, Marshal. He's right here beside you. Big Bill tried to kill you. He followed you from town.
Big Bill. Did you get him?
He's locked up in the jail right now. Thanks to this masked man here.
You say the hombre who was in that cabin. He's here now.
He's right here beside you, Marshal. He saved your life.
Only a good doctor could have done that, I reckon.
Maybe.
Look at him close, Marshal. Is he that doctor you was after?
I want to look at him. You should be up.
Sure, Marshal. There. Seems to me if the doctor you were after was as bad as you say, he wouldn't do what this young doctor has done. Save your life, Marshal.
I guess not.
Is he the one? Or ain't he, Marshal?
Got brown hair and dark eyes over there. But lots of others.
You mentioned a jagged scar on his right forearm. I guess this young fellow won't object to showing us.
All right. I admit I'm Blakely. But I'm not a murderer. I shot in self-defense. That's the truth.
Now, the Marshal says you killed a man in Pecos, Blakely. So no matter what you say, we'll have to take you in until Marshal Jones is able to get you back to Pecos.
We have the Marshal's word on it that this hombre's a killer. I say let's string him up and save the Marshal a lot of trouble.
Now, hold on. I said we're taking Doc Blakely back to town. And if you think you're going to pull off a lynching, you've got me to reckon with.
I'm with you on that, Sheriff.
The masked hombre's a friend of Blakely's. That's why I'm siding with the Sheriff. That cold-blooded killer might get away from the Marshal on the way to Pecos and then...
Oh, wait a minute. If Jim Blakely was a cold-blooded killer, would he save the life of the man who came after him? The one man who can testify against him? Marshal, you're a lawman, pledged to uphold the law. What do you say?
Why did you save my life, Doug?
Because that mask...
Because Jim Blakely is a doctor.
Yeah. He saved my life because he was a doctor. It didn't matter to him who I was. I could have been a rich man or a poor man. A beggar or a thief. I could have been a lawman or an outlaw. That didn't cut any ice. As far as the doctor was concerned, there was a human being that needed his skill.
What do you mean?
As the masked man said, I'm a lawman. Pledged to uphold the law. You shot my best friend. But personalities can't enter into the fair administration of justice any more than they can decide a doctor whether he'll help a man or not. You'll have to go back to Pecos and stand trial. But I reckon the jury will be fair about things. It'll go a long way with him when I testify as to how you saved my life.
But I don't understand.
You'll be all right, Jim. You'll get a fair trial. A fair trial will make you free.
Well, boys, that ought to put an end to your lynch talk. We can go back to our own affairs in town. I guess the doc will take care of the marshal till he's fit to travel.
Yes, you can count on that.
And after that, the marshal will take care of the doc.
Come on, Toto.
That nice man.
He's all right, Marshal. He's the one who took care of both of us.
But who is he?
From your standpoint, he's like a doctor. From my standpoint, he's like a lawman. But he's neither one. He's the Lone Ranger.
The story you have just heard is a copyrighted feature of the Lone Ranger Incorporated.